Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Glad you're here. Jay Baer is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, president and founder of Convince and Convert, New York Times bestselling author of 100, I've lost count, books, which have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy, host of the popular Social Pros podcast. He's one of the top marketing experts, award-winning experts on the planet, especially in the area of digital marketing. He's our good friend, Jay Baer. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, Happy New Year. Great to be back on the show. Nice to talk to you. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's good to have you back, as always. Congratulations on yet another new book, an outstanding new book, Talk Triggers. Tell us about it.
Oh, thanks very much, Jim. It's, you know, look, word of mouth is the most important form of marketing. And for thousands of years, it was the only of marketing.
It was our publisher.
That was it.
It was the content generator, wasn't it? Yeah.
Sure was. And then somewhere along the line, we kind of went to sleep on the notion of word of mouth and started to spend a lot more time thinking about digital and social media and all this other stuff. And one of the things I'm trying to do in this book with my co-author Daniel Lemon is sort of shift the focus back to word of mouth. 50 to 91% of all purchases are influenced by word of mouth. Yet almost no businesses have an actual word of mouth strategy. We just take it for granted. We just assume that our customers will talk about us. And we need to give customers a story to tell. One of the ways to do
Customers are programmed to talk about themselves. They're not programmed to talk about you.
Speaking of
social media, also in word of mouth, I've told my audience for a long time, face to face is the original social media.
And still is massively effective. Perhaps even more so than anything digital. The mistake that we make is we think that competency creates conversation. That if we just run a good business, people will talk about us, but they won't. Because everybody expects you to be good. Like, if I flip on the light switch right now, I'm like, hey, Jim, guess what? The lights just went on. Like, that's just what we expect. So there's two ways to create conversations in your business. One, to do something that people don't expect, which is what the whole book is about. It's a whole system for how to create those talk triggers. And the other one that we wanted to talk about this morning on the show is businesses thinking, okay, maybe the idea here is not to have the biggest possible customer audience. Maybe the idea is we should purposely go after a smaller portion of our customer audience and try to create conversations by aligning with the values of that particular portion of the customer base.
Strategy, which I want to talk about that in the next segment. First, I want you to give us more nomenclature, more fundamentals of talk triggers. Give us more one by the numbers on talk triggers.
So let me define what a talk trigger is for you. A talk trigger is an operational choice that you make in your business that compels conversation. It's something that you do differently that customers notice and talk about. Now, perhaps one of the best and most well-known examples is DoubleTree Hotels. You go to a DoubleTree Hotel. Every time you check in, they give you a warm chocolate chip cookie.
Right, right.
They've been doing that every day for 30 years. Today, they will give out, today, this day only, 75,000 chocolate chip cookies.
Right.
Now, in the book, we did a huge research project about this and found that 34% of their customers will mention those cookies in any given 30-day period, which means that today a story will be told about that cookie 22,500 times.
Right. And that's earned media. That's the most valuable, isn't it?
Free. It's free other than the cost of the cookies.
There's a restaurant that I know that serves rolls and a little cup of onion soup when you sit down at their steak, their expensive steak restaurant. Now, the rolls are not all that, are pretty good. The soup is just so-so soup, but everybody gets it. You don't ask for it, and people don't talk about the steak because the steak is just so-so, but when you talk to people, oh, yes, I love the soup. I mean, that's all they talk about are the rolls, like they did something great, you know, but it's just something that that people catch have caught on.
We call that, in the book, we call that talkable generosity. Mm-hmm. It's when you do something a little bit more than your customers expect. Mm-hmm. And look, you almost never see a DoubleTree ad because the cookie is the ad. And their guests are the sales and marketing team.
Yeah.
Right? So so Robert Stevens, who founded Geek Squad, has this saying, right, which is one of the best sayings in business, which is advertising is a tax paid by the unremarkable.
Say that again. I love this. Folks, pay attention. Think about this now.
Advertising is a tax paid by the unremarkable.
If you have to buy ads, you're not doing something right.
If you have to buy ads, your word of mouth isn't strong enough.
Right.
Period. Right? I mean, that's just an equation. Mm-hmm. So, and that doesn't mean,
think
you know, advertising
about,
is
think
bad
about how
or
much
advertising money,
just... the ducks at the Peabody Hotel in Memphis save that hotel every year.
Unbelievable. That's a great case study of a cock trigger, is the duck at the hotel. That's a perfect. It's funny you mentioned rolls. There's a case study that we have. It's a restaurant in the I want to say it's South Dakota, and they're famous for what they call the throne rolls. So when you sit down, the waiters and the busboys have like trolleys, and then they just throw you rolls, right? It's like a game of baseball. You got to catch your roll. That's it. Like, if you can't catch your roll, too bad. You don't get a roll.
It's theater, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a whole thing.
It's part of the experience.
That's it. And so let me tell you some of the other ways you can create conversation. One is generosity. One is empathy, treating your customers with disproportionate kindness. One is usefulness, being more useful than they expect. One is speed. I love this example. Your listeners will really appreciate this, Jim. There's an accounting firm in Indianapolis called Bogdanoff and Dodges. Small accounting firm, two principals, Mr. Bogdanoff and Mr. Dodges, a couple of associates. They do small business tax accounting, individual tax returns, that kind of thing. There are thousands and thousands of accounting firms just like them all across the country, except these guys have a talk trigger. They have made an operational choice that creates customer conversations. They've got dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of five-star reviews for an accounting firm. Here's their choice. They call back or email back every customer, every time, every day in 5 minutes or less.
Wow.
And if your accountant called you in 4 minutes every time, would you talk about that to somebody?
Yes, you would. Absolutely, folks. Think about the money they save. The unremarkable. Advertising is a tax paid by the unremarkable. I love that. I'm never going to forget that. 20 after, right back with Jay Baer. His book is called Talk Triggers. I told you we'd get smarter when Jay joined us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.